Well, the United States is expanding its military presence in West Africa amid the French-led war on Mali. The Pentagon has announced it has deployed Predator drones to Niger to carry out missions in support of French forces in Mali. The turboprop planes, along with the more advanced Reaper drones, are known as the weapon of choice in covert CIA operations in Pakistan and Yemen. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama announced the U.S. has sent about 100 troops to Niger to help the French-led war in neighboring Mali. France launched a military operation in its former colony in January to clear northern Mali of what it calls Al-Qaeda-affiliated militants. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has said tens of thousands of Malians have been affected by the conflict. Well, Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire, joins me from Detroit. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Azikiwe, the U.S. is now in Niger. So what is the next move can we expect from Washington?
What we can expect is more military presence inside of West Africa. In December, the White House announced that it was deploying approximately 3,500 troops to nearly three dozen African countries. This is part and parcel of the increased militarism being fostered by the United States Africa Command. Niger is one of the most richest countries in regard to uranium. Uranium is essential for the nuclear technology and nuclear weapons industry. It also is clearly related to the ongoing French aggression and occupation in neighboring Mali. In Mali, they claim that the French intervention was resolving the internal problems in that country. But what we've seen over the last few days has been increasing clashes in Gao, in Kendal, in Tasselet, and also in the northern mountains. It was reported today that some 13 Chadian troops were killed in conflicts with the Islamists in the north of the country. There's been two bomb attacks in Tasselet. There's also been the reported death of a French soldier just 2 days ago in Gao. These developments are really going to increase tensions and destabilization, not just in Mali and Niger, but throughout the entire region of West Africa and extending also into the northern regions of the continent as well.
Indeed, I mean, wars and aggression literally create refugees. How bad will the refugee crisis become, both in Mali and Niger?
We already have a situation that developed in the aftermath of the U.S.-NATO bombing of Libya during 2011. It fueled the internal conflict in the north of Mali. In regard to the situation in Mali, it's been reported by the United Nations that over 450,000 Malians have been displaced, both internally as well as in neighboring countries in West Africa. It's going to worsen the situation with the fighting intensifying in these various cities in northern Mali. So we can look forward to an even deeper humanitarian crisis. And this is being done, ironically enough, at the same time that President Hollande is being awarded the UNESCO Peace Prize for 2013. It's an extreme irony, and it's clearly an indication that France is not bringing peace to Mali. It is bringing more war and more destabilization.
And how detrimental would these wars on Mali, and of course bringing Niger into this as well, how bad would it be for the economy of France and the U.S., especially in these hard times?
France is in a very desperate situation economically. Their unemployment rate now is approximately 11%. They have a huge deficit there. They cannot rely on other countries in Europe to come in and bail them out, or the United States, because the United States is facing this imminent fiscal cliff where tens of thousands of people are going to lose their jobs over the next several weeks if they don't come up with an agreement. France, the president went there just 2 days ago to Greece, and he was met by a general strike. So the entire world capitalist system is in deep crisis, and this is why we have these NATO states intervening in these African countries. But it's not going to be a solution. It's just going to aggravate the existing problems that already are in deep, severe crisis as we speak.
Indeed. Many thanks to Abiyomi Azikiwe, editor of Pan-African Newswire from Detroit. Thanks for your time there, sir.